Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here, too. The Kearns here, too. It's Bass Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day here. There's a lot of people already here. The booths are all set up. It's only 8 o'clock, but it's on right now.
It's on right now.
So if you want to come down, get some great deals on products and et cetera, meet some great people here. It's a beautiful day here at Fisherman. How did you order this weather, Doug?
I got to tell you, it's just luck, but we had bookends of storms. We had 40-knot winds down here. All of our no parking signs blew down.
Yeah.
It looked like after that hurricane back east.
Yeah.
And then I guess there's another little ripple coming through, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever. It is absolutely gorgeous down here. The air is crisp and cool. It's going to get toasty warm this afternoon.
I hope so, yeah.
We've got blue skies.
Yeah.
So
come down. Perfect opportunity to take advantage of some phenomenal deals. How do you pull this off, Doug?
You know what? It's hard to believe. This is our 17th or 18th year.
18th annual.
Holy mackerel.
And so we've kind of got it down to a science, and you can call it a customer appreciation thing, whatever you want to call it, but we want to give one good opportunity for the people to come down and get one last shot for the year of, you know, good pricing, but, you know, quality tackle. You know, we're going to outfit them with the right stuff. You know, we're not putting a bunch of cheap junk out there because it sounds cheap. This is all the first-run
stuff.
And it's, you know, I mean, I know you guys have already talked about a lot of the specials, but, you know, I mean, rods and reels and jigs and clothing and hooks and, you know, tackle boxes and everything that we carry on special, and you're right, there's a lot of people here already.
There's a lot of people here already, and it's officially not open until 9 o'clock, but it's officially, things are on sale in the store right now.
Well, people have been in the store since 5:30 this morning. That's open until, you know, 6 o'clock or so tonight. The booths outside are, for the most part, set up, and people are talking to all the manufacturers about, you know, specs and which rod and which reel and which jig works for this situation. Our ribbon cutting ceremony is going to be at 9 o'clock, and we have, I think everybody by now knows we have Mad Max. And so there's guys like hoarding their spot in front of the booth right now. So I hope they don't knock the booth over when we cut the ribbon.
But well, with a deal like that, they might.
Well, they might. I mean, we've never.
What's the deal?
We have them.
Yeah. You have them.
But on top of that, all jigs are buy two, get one free.
Wow.
And so we debated, should we, you know, offer that on a product you literally cannot get that is the hottest bluefin catching item out there? And we said, you know what? This is the one day we're going to do this. It's, you know, it's.
So buy two, get one free on the reel, on the lure you can't get.
We're
so
only going to allow people to buy the two jigs. You can't come down and buy 25 jigs.
Okay,
no.
Okay, gotcha. So you can only buy two, get one free, including the Mad Max.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
But such a cool thing. I mean, that's a lure that, you know, gained its popularity both in effectiveness, but also just because people hoard them and price gouge them and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they're just impossible to get. And, we're just so stoked to get to, and we have, we have virtually every size, most every color. I mean, we have a great display. They are going to fly. There's no doubt. They will not be here at the end of the day.
Nope.
They're hard to come by, but we've got a great display of them, and we're really stoked to get to get to offer that deal. Like I said, this is way more about our customers than not. That's something that we very easily could have just not put up for sale. The very next day, we would have sold everyone at regular price, but that's not what today's about. Today's about scoring a rad deal for our tackle family.
So get on down to Tackle Day right now at Fisherman's Landing right here. And we're giving away, step up, the mic prizes are unbelievable.
Dude, we're giving away a bunch of really killer prizes today for our stand-up mic participants. Again, we are giving away a $300 gift card for Costa Sunglasses. We're giving away a custom handmade cans of fillet knife, and we're giving away two overnight trips to Fisherman's Landing. And again, how Carl was saying, that overnight trip is good for any open party overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Such a killer group of prizes.
Yeah, fantastic. Must be present to win at the end of the show. I will add that into the thing for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
Time for our Catch Sports today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can now purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. There's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and that great pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And a huge big thanks to Sean, mega supporter of our friend Zuralo raffle. He dropped off a bunch of Fish Pros t-shirt. They have a brand new red, white, and blue Fish Pros t-shirt that will be available soon. The only ones that are available, he basically gave us the first round before they even have them for sale or in the raffle. And a bunch of their spices. He dropped off a bunch of full pokey kits. Like, Sean, huge contributor. To our friends are all a raffle, so if you buy a ticket, you might be lucky with it.
Take advantage of that. Good morning, Captain Mark Risch.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Doug, and all those other people standing around down there.
Morning, Captain. How are you?
Beautiful day for it.
Yes,
but hey, it's all good. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it down there. I was really bummed. I was hoping to, but got some other stuff going on here. But kind of a short report today. You know, you guys got a lot going on, of course. And we had that frisky little storm midweek, and it did have some strong cold wind and, you know, kind of changed things around a little bit here, unfortunately, especially in the inside area. Up in my zone here off Long Beach and Pedro dropped the water temperature like 10 degrees in some places. That's tough on the local bass fishing for sure. But you know what? We've had a little bit of local squid around kind of out there in that Isers Reef area. And that cooler water is not going to hurt that squid fishing a bit. So hopefully that squid gathers up and a few of them white sea bass find it and we get some of that winter fishing going. But some really good news is those bluefin on the outside there, they never really missed a beat. The boat were in for a couple days. They got right back on them there Thursday afternoon, Friday like that. And pretty much in the same zone, just inside the 381. And this morning, looking at where some of them are, they're like straight below Clemente, just below that 81, 86. And it looks like it's even pushing in a little bit. So that's going to be interesting there for the next couple days. The not too much on the great big ones there, mostly 30s and 40s, it sounds like. A few big ones mixed in. But, you know, crazy good fishing for November. But seriously, guys, you should take all that tackle that you get there at Tackle Days today and jump on your boat or a sport boat or something tonight and go, because, you know, it's really nice of Doug and Rick to arrange this little weather window. But man, it's not going to last. Things are going to change, and it doesn't sound like for the better. This sounds like a real one with quite a bit of wind and quite a bit of rain this time, too, for the first part of the week. So, yeah, take those goodies and get out there and go catch a few of them bluefins, and we'll have a little longer report next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, of course, fishdope.com, that's how you keep track of it all. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, right there by the big Chevron station on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website with all the pictures and information about our cool bait tanks plus a bunch of other stuff is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And that bait tank thing, guys, you know, we're maybe a little less busy than we were, but we're still very busy. So
still got them going.
Get your orders in now because it's still several months delivery. Yeah.
Several months. All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Nice to hear from you. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. Hopefully things improve. And it looks like that after this storm, we're going to have a window of nice weather, which was what we need for sure.
Yeah, sure. It does there. Well, good luck to you guys. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic day for you. Take care.
Thanks a lot. While we're waiting for Marcos, hey, Lawrence from Fishworks, come on down. We have so many great vendors here, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
And so many great guys. I see United Composites. Sit down, grab a mic, have some fun here with us for
Fishworks
a little while.
Fishworks has been at every Tackle Day since the beginning.
And Lawrence,
they are one of our biggest supporters in the store. Everything we've ever done, we've partnered up with them, and I'm so appreciative of you guys. You're always there for us. You're a brilliant clothing designer, and the stuff that you guys come out with and the stuff that we're able to offer our customers is just second to none. It's a great thing. Thank you.
Right on, Doug. Thanks thanks for having us, and this is always a killer event. And
yeah.
You know, it's cool. I was wondering who Doug was actually talking about before I walked up.
You, man. You've always been a good supporter. So tell us what you're doing here at Tackle Day. You got the Tiki Hut going.
Yeah, we got the Tiki Hut for the girls over there to help, you know, the customer service. Basically, we have all bottoms off our $15 inside the store and outside the store.
Wow.
And we have some stuff that he doesn't carry inside the store here. Also, all the T-shirts and hats are $20. Both places. What you're going to find out outside is more stuff that he doesn't have inside.
Wow. So fantastic.
And, expanded inventory.
Expansion.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the Fishwork branded clothing and all
right.
that stuff.
And we have the family here, you know, helping out, doing everything. So it's killer.
Wow. Fantastic. Harry La Jolla, step up to that mic. Let's hear what you have to say. You ready to go? You got your Shimano jacket on? Nice look.
I was going to ask Mark a question. I thought he wouldn't answer it.
Lawrence.
Mark did mention something about the lever. The drags and everything.
Okay.
What is the general procedure or process on which one you use? Leather, you know.
Like when you use a lever drag versus a star drag?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a standard on that?
Doug Kern, what do you think?
Yeah. There's at one end of the spectrum, it's typically going to be the star drag. At the other end, it's definitely going to be a two-speed lever drag. And then there's that gray area in the middle. So usually when you're finesse fishing, light line, anything where you need a long cast, star drag reels will always cast better and easier and further. So, you know, anchovy fishing, surface iron fishing, things like that, that's when your star drag is. And typically targeting, you know, mid to smaller sized fish. When you get into the heavier lines, bigger fish, that's when that lever drag, it has a bigger drag surface. We always use a two-speed on that type of a reel. That's when you're starting to talk about, you know, this bluefin fishing, you know, 40-pound test and up, and when you're targeting, you know, a 50-pound to a 200-pound tuna, any time that you've got a big fish on and you can push that button and go into low gear, you know, instead of being at a stalemate with a fish under the boat for a half an hour, that's when you can start gaining some ground and you don't lose as many fish. So, but then there's that gray area in the middle where, yeah, you know, you got to finesse a bait out there, but, you know, it's maybe going to be a 60-pound bluefin. So you figure out, well, do I want the bite and get my butt kicked, or do I want the, you know, the two-speed once I do get a bite? And typically people tend to gravitate more towards the lever drag on that, you know, 30, 40-pound test. You know, you might get a 50-pound tuna, you know, unless it gets so finicky that you have to say, well, I'm gonna get out my Trinidad, and if I hook one, I still got a great chance, you know, if got power on that reel and a good drag system, but I won't be able to push the button and put it in low gear. So it just becomes a personal preference and experience over time, or, you know, that's what Rick and I and our staff are for. If somebody has a specific need for a rod and reel, we can then ask them these questions, and what do you have in your arsenal, and then we can outfit them with the proper reel.
Well, that's what you did when I was doing the Wahoo trip.
Right.
Yeah, you set me up. I said what I wanted to do, and you put me together with everything.
You used to always say that you use a lever drag reel when you needed power and big drag, and you needed a star drag reel when you needed a cast well. Well, those lines have blurred a lot.
Yeah, they have.
You know, with the advent of Talica and Fathom and some of those two-speed lever drag reels, they cast almost as good as a star drag, and then the line is blurred the other direction. You know, with Trinidad, some of those star drag reels damn near have as much power as a lever drag. So, yeah, you buy based on what you need it to do the most, knowing that it's still going to do the other side just fine.
Thanks, Harry, for coming down. Appreciate that. We're going to move on here, and we're going to talk to Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone this morning?
Great. Good morning. Great.
Well, I got a kind of a boring report this week with that weather that came through here. We didn't get much fishing in early in the week there. Paula did come back from a longer trip earlier in the week, and he had a nice mix of bluefin, yellowfin, and yellowtail in there. But as far as boats getting out, not much during the week. The new C4s, Cortez and Sea Watch, ran a little like Derby yesterday, and they had a decent amount of rockfish, a few bonita, calico bass in the mix there. So it's been a slow week there, but we're back to normal. San Diego's running their first island trip today. Aztec's going on a 3-day, and the Seaport's out on a half day. So keep an eye on the website. Got our full schedule up there. We definitely still got trips running there. There's half days, full days. We got some 1 days and day and a half in the mix there. Make your reservations online, seaforthlanding.com. To make your reservation straight there, you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person. And just to remind you guys, San Diego is fishing Coronado Island, so a passport is required for that one. And we've talked about this before. Again, that passport's good for 10 years. Definitely a worthwhile investment for fishing on lots of different trips, actually.
For sure. And while you're getting the passport, get the passport card, because that's much easier to carry on the boat, and that's good enough for the San Diego, right?
Absolutely. For the Mexican government is okay with those going on the boats, at least with our, you know, the fishing trips there. So definitely get that. It's not that much more. And again, they're both good for 10 years. So
yep.
You might lose out on one full day trip, but you got 10 years worth of passport and you got a lot more options there. Like I said, right now that is a requirement. So definitely check the website, check all those trips out. And don't forget daylight savings time change. So if you're coming down tomorrow, take that into account. I know most stuff does it automatically now, but you never know. And, you know, this time's not so bad because he'd be here an hour early, but definitely something to keep in mind.
For sure. Well, thanks for the reminder on that. That does change tonight, so we get an extra hour tonight, which is kind of cool. And, Marcos, we'll see you down at Seaforth Sport Fishing and jump on the San Diego. And hopefully Ryan's going to find some real good stuff, Ryan and Matt, for sure. Thanks a lot for the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, we'll find out what's going on.
Let's see, speaking of the San Diego and that good fishing, well, several things. Lawrence's son, Fisher, big part of the San Diego crew and family for a bunch of years now, right?
Yeah, like, I think this is sixth season.
That's awesome.
And he's working on the boat.
Yeah, he's been working on the boat
for
a while.
Does he have his license yet?
Yeah, he does.
He does? Wow. And wait a minute. Fisher was like a little...
I know.
How old is Fisher now?
23.
Oh, jeez.
No.
How's that happen, huh?
No. Where's the sign go, right?
Yeah, right.
Grow up quick.
That's so cool.
And one of his partners in crime on the boat, Captain Matt Brawla, is going to be doing one of our seminars today. At Tackle Day. He's our middle seminar, which I believe is at 12 o'clock. I'll pull it back and make sure. And he's got a really cool one on, you know, this, like, knife jig fishing. And it's something that, like, that boat in particular, the San Diego, does better than most. And it's the knife jig fishing, which a lot of our big fishers caught, but the daytime technique and using the actual rods and reels. And he's doing his seminar with a guy, James Cacao, who owns the West Coast Jiggers. And they're basically going to do, like, a very, like, advanced course on jigging techniques for bluefin. So not just drop your jig down and wait for one to bite, but how you fish the jigs, the gear that's used, all that kind of stuff.
And what time does that start?
That's at noon.
All right. Very good. So what I want to know, we were talking about reels, and Lawrence, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of you catching these giant grouper. What do you use for that? Because we know those things are hard to stop.
I've been using the accurate, you know, the heavier reels.
Big tackle.
Yeah, I've been fishing like 200-pound leader for a lot of that stuff.
Wow.
And I still get smoked on it.
Oh, bad. you've caught
so
giants.
That's so cool.
Yeah, 90-pounders.
90-pounders.
Gulf grouper and the broomtail.
The broomtails and gulf.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the fishing down there is pretty phenomenal. You know, I go down there prepared, spend a whole day or a couple days.
Yeah.
And this time I only spent really one day on focusing on it, and I got smoked.
How many? Yeah. What's the average? Like, how many bites does it take to get your hands on one and get a photo of one?
You know, you get bit right away. Okay. I probably caught 10 fish the other day and got smoked on 3 ones that rocked.
Okay.
Yeah, on the 200-pound leader, you know.
200-pound.
It breaks off.
You just can't stop them.
You just can't stop. I mean, you only get, like, 4 feet.
Yeah.
So it's full button down.
It's button down.
Using like a rail rod? Just like
I'm using a rail rod, but you're on a ponga. So it's like, you know, you can only go to the rail so fast into your knees. And, you know, someone like me being 6'2", you know, it's like that rail's pretty low.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do. And I try to get the guy to get going, you know, like put it in gear. We got it down to a little science down there.
Okay.
Ollie and Rush and those guys were down there. And they caught a few. You know, I think the weather condition was a little off down there. But you get a chance at a lot of 20 to 30, 40 pounders,
nice.
Which are great trophy fish. but you're catching on 200 pound. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I mean, but they give you a fight.
Yeah. Even a 20 pounder will smoke you, right?
Yeah, they could. Yeah. If you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
It's like that Hawaii thing. Like if you're not fishing with the heaviest of tackle and you get the right bite, you have no chance. So
right.
You gotta fish big. Otherwise, you just there's no way.
Right. And every now and then, you know, you just get that one. You know, we're fishing a lot of 40 to 60 feet of water, so there's not much, you know, area to move with, you know, so they pretty much smoke you.
That's so cool. God, that's cool.
Come on down to Tackle Day here. Have Lawrence show you a couple photos of some of the fish he's landed. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And, again, the Fishworks booth, you've got a great sale going on, and T-shirts, hats, Fishworks clothing.
Everything, yeah. Like,
years.
Again, you know, $15 off all bottoms in the store outside as well, and $20 T-shirts and hats.
Cool,
so,
man.
That's good.
Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate your time, and good luck today. I know you're going to be doing well over there.
Right on.
Yeah, enjoy the day.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate that. Hey, that wraps up our Catch Report, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle you need and bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landings, that's right next to the launch ramp in Mission Bay and SeaWorld and Dana Launch Ramp. And the East County Bait and Tackle, it's at the end of the 67 Freeway on Mapleville and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more information. Wayne is here from Point Loma. Good morning, Wayne. Oh, wait, look who just stepped up, Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up,
come
Bill?
On, step up to the mic there, Wayne. Yeah, come on up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to
how
see
are you?
Great.
Hey, I wasn't able to get out this summer to fish offshore with my buddy that I usually fish with, and we were talking about maybe going more inshore, and neither of us have ever fished down off Imperial Beach, some of the bottom structure. He doesn't know the GPS coordinates. Can you get those, are those available, or is it the big secret, somebody's
well,
secret pile of rocks?
Well, if you subscribe to a place like fishdope.com, they do give GPS coordinates.
They do?
Yeah, and they're not going to give you their secret spots, of course, but, you know,
well,
you'll get some.
It can't be that much of a secret. The rocks don't move.
Yeah,
they're always there, right?
Yeah.
One of the easiest things for you to do to go down to Imperial Beach and start catching some fish, and it's on most of the charts. We've got them in the shop there, and we can show you. They call it the pipe, and it goes from about 40 feet out to about, I don't know, close to 100 feet, and then it tees. And it's just a big, giant, mile-long piece of structure, and you can drift along there and catch calico bass and sand bass and occasionally a halibut, you know.
Okay.
It's just an easy way to go down there and start building your confidence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good halibut fishing down there, but that's very, time-sensitive.
Right.
When they're on the bite, you can catch a lot of them. And that is kind of more of the secret spots and that kind of thing. And it takes either somebody to go down there and show you. And most of the time you're not going to catch halibut down there. But when they're spawning and when it's, you know, the spring and then in the fall again, you'll be able to catch halibut down there. And there are yellowtail and white sea bass down there as well. The sea bass are probably going to be, you know, a little tougher. It's a nighttime thing a lot of times and into the first light in the morning. The yellowtail is not there all the time, but, you know, sometimes you'll get yellowtail down there. But the easiest thing for you to just drive down there, make drifts over that pipe starting in, you know, 45 feet of water and work your way out in the winter or the cooler water months. Out towards the end, you know, down in 100 feet of water tends to be better. You know, it's typical sand bass fishing, a leadhead and a squid or, you know, plastics, put some scent on there, that type of thing.
Go see Corey here at the MC booth.
Okay,
and Corey will tip you off and get you the right plastics,
too. I was going to go down and say hi to Corey once the show's over.
This is the best time of year to do something like that because every good stone is marked by a lobster buoy.
Yes.
So go, I'm not kidding. Like,
no, you're laughing, but
the truth.
Go right now and take your GPS.
You'll find all the good stones.
Yeah. You're at least going to get in the zone of where every good piece of hard bottom and stone is because it's marked by a buoy over the next couple of months and build your base that way and keep working.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. Captain Bill,
hey,
what's been going on?
Just staying busy.
Yeah.
You've been
driving the boat a lot, huh?
Yeah, me and Sam Moore.
Yeah?
We started our season the beginning of April. It hasn't stopped yet.
And you got a little time off to do a seminar here today, right?
Yeah, I take this 10-day trip off every year, and I usually get a message from Rick sometime around middle of September. Hey, can you do the tackle day this year? I'm like, absolutely, I'm there, I'm here.
Bill is my first, and that's not a BS case here. He's the first call that I make every year. He's like kind of part of our tackle day family, and you know what a better guy to have do a seminar for us every year. And Bill's seminar always kind of blends on what the fishing is. It's been jig fishing for yellows before. It's been wahoo fishing, and how could you talk anything but big bluefin on a time of year like this? So
yeah,
today, right as soon as we get finished up at 9:15.
9:15. He's the first one up
on the main stage.
The main stage is just on the side of the building.
Correct.
Here at Fisherman's Landing.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So you can't miss it. It's the one with all the chairs and the big tent.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. So what are you going to talk about today, Bill?
I'm just going to talk about fishing bluefin.
Yeah.
Targeting bigger bluefin.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot over the last 3 to 4 years on techniques and different tackle that we've been using. I'm just going to discuss all that the little techniques we've been using that have been working well for us over the last few years. And we've definitely learned a lot. It's been pretty wild. What a cool fishery.
Totally.
Ooh, man.
And we've been adjusting accordingly and learning new stuff all the time. And I'm just going to touch on that today.
And every year seems to be a little different, right?
Yeah.
Every year is different than last year, different than the year before.
Yeah, what's going on with the Mad Max? I still don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I wish I was Doug Kern.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we could get them.
Yeah. Well, you got them here, and they're going to go quickly.
They're going to go quick.
Buy two, get one free. They're already lined up to get them.
This whole thing for the last 5 years has morphed every year.
The learning
curve, and it just keeps going.
The learning curve is huge. How about the, what do they call it, the Eddie Bomb?
The Eddie Bomb.
I think that's awesome. But, you know, it's kind of funny because, I mean, back in the day when I first started doing this, back in the 90s, I remember a number of different times we fished on a school bluefin late in the day. Someone needs help. They got a backlash. It's like, oh, let me see that thing. I'll get that backlash out for you. Put a 16-ounce torpedo sinker on the end of their 2-0 hook to drop that line down to get the backlash out, and you hook a bluefin. It's like, whoa, how did that even happen? And now we have the Eddie Bomb. So, yeah, it's kind of.
Can you stick around for a little while?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your stand-up mic questions. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and an easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be Agent H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both cells and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard cells and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning talking fishing. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, and it is a
I just
it is
slipped
about
on my Costa sunglasses. You got yours on.
Same.
Yeah, for sure. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah, today is a very nice day.
Yeah, come on down. It's going on all day today till the sale outside goes till about 3, right?
It's about 3 o'clock, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We kind of wrap it up. Our last seminar of the day starts at 1:30 immediately. Following the final seminar, we will be doing our raffle. Speaking of that last seminar, another awesome one. It's all about surface iron fishing, and we've got the guru, Danny Wade. And then with Danny is Jerry Guzman from JRI,
wow.
the JRI in JRI, and they're going to be doing all kinds of things, gear, technique, question and answer, just all things surface iron fishing from two great guys talk about it.
Fantastic. Now, Janice from San Clemente hanging around here, ready to step up to the mic. Hey, Janice, thanks for joining us here at Tackle Day, and now you have a chance to win a Anza knife, $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses, a chance for two overnight trips at Fisherman's Landing. How about that, huh?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love to win something.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask a little different question. It was, you know, because all of us, we catch so much fish and such a fantastic variety of fish. How do you guys like to have it either prepared, or you prepare it, or you eat it some different way than the standard that we normally...
I see we got to defer to Bill only because that Intrepid, you guys kick out such over-the-top meals. What's the best fish dish that gets prepared for on Intrepid when you guys are enjoying food on those long trips?
You know what? My favorite meal that the guys prep on the boat is probably panko-crusted yellowtail with a lemon verblanc.
Mm,
that's
wow.
My favorite.
That sounds fantastic.
It's amazing.
That's really great.
That's but cool. I have a story to tell.
Okay.
I got to tell you my story. This is my fish story. So I get invited over to a Labor Day barbecue by my neighbor. That sounds awesome. Hey, I hit a text message. You want me to bring over some fish? He's like, yeah, that sounds great. So he swings by the house a couple days before the barbecue. He's like, hey, can you prepare the fish? I'm going to be kind of busy, and I kind of didn't want to do it. I wanted to offer it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do the work, right? So
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'm like, how many people? He's like, we're going to have 50 people. I'm like, oh man.
So now hey, come to this barbecue, and by the way, get food ready for 50 people.
Yeah, yeah. So now the pressure's on. I'm like, man, I got to figure this out. So I'm go to the freezer thinking I got a bunch of yellowtail because I wanted to do some yellowtail. I had no yellowtail. None. I had yellowfin tuna that had been in my freezer for over a year, and I'm like, now I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
Like, how is this
going to trouble?
Food Network pulled up marinade off Devon's, ginger, soy sauce, some other stuff. Put it in. Long story short, it turned out amazing. It was the hit of the party, and my hats off to Sean at Fisherman's Processing because that's where that fish came from. It was in my freezer for over a year.
A year.
And
it was yellowfin?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was sushi-grade yellowfin tuna. I did a little marinade, put it on the grill, cooked it to where it was like a perfect medium rare, and everybody was stoked. It was great.
Ooh, yeah. Nice work, dude.
Yeah. No, it, you know, And think, thanks, Janice, for coming down. And think about yellowtail. Yellowtail is a very versatile fish, and you can cook it so many different ways,
too.
Yeah,
it's probably my favorite.
But that's that's probably my favorite, too. I mean, I love tuna, too, but yellowtails just came.
But all the fish we catch out here, you know, yellowfin, bluefin, wahoo, dorado, it's all amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And the fish processing options that we have and the way they do it, you know, the fish come off the boat, RSWL straight into an ice tote, off to the... You know, off to the processor, it's processed, it's vacuum sealed, it's blast frozen, and it's sushi-grade fish in your freezer for a year or so.
It's such a different world than when we first started this many years ago, right?
I tell the guys, I'm like, it wasn't too long ago that I think about it. I'm like, it kind of was a long time ago. But there was a day when we brine froze everything. Nothing was RSW'd. It's a different day and age, and we have amazing product coming off our boats now.
Fish comes, it's a totally different product. And we're blessed with so many great processes like Fisherman's Processing that do such a fantastic job. The only advice I can give you is pay the extra whatever number of cents it is to get 5-mil bags. If you're going to leave it in your freezer for a little while, get a feeling 5-mil bag. It's just more durable, lasts longer. I don't know what you feel about that, Bill. But
yeah, it's more durable, less likely to have freezer burn.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm a chest freezer guy, so like all my stuff's jumped. So like when I'm rummaging through, it's like moving bags out of the way to try and get to what's on bottom or what's on top, and a 5-mil bag holds the seal so much better than a 3-mil bag. Like if you're rummaging around in your freezer and you start knocking the 3-mil bags away, you can see the seals come loose, where on a 5-mil bag, they last so much longer.
Yeah. So what was different this year? We were talking about things that different. I mean, what were some of the things that you saw on the Intrepid while you were bluefin fishing?
Some of the things that were different. We just kind of fine-tuned. I feel we just kind of fine-tuned what we were doing last year. Like the Mad Mac thing for the private boaters was awesome because we didn't get on that. They're not eating that
stuff.
That's
not a sport boat thing.
When we're trolling them things at 8 knots behind a big old giant boat that's, you know, we're rattling around all kinds of equipment and we got all that prop wash. But you need something more stealthy like you got on the 24-foot Parker and you can get that thing back there 100 yards and you're trolling it, whatever you're trolling, 14, 15 knots. That's what those are working with. It didn't work for us with the bigger boats. We tried a number of times. We just kind of fine-tuned what we were doing. That nighttime knife jig fishing is our bread and butter, you know.
Yeah.
We're fishing at night. So yeah. Bluefin tuna fishing, typically I'm vampire fishing them up all night.
How do you handle that? Like how do you handle needing to be up and fishing in the day and then knowing that really you're going to probably get your hit in the dark? Like how do you handle being on 24 hours a day?
We got a bunch of good guys that can push throttles on the boat.
That's how it works out.
There's no other way. It's not manageable for one guy to do that. So we got we got like four or five guys that are, you know, we got them up to speed for,
awesome.
You know, fishing sonar, pushing throttles, getting themselves lined up on schools. And that's the one thing about the bluefin is that, you know, you see a lot of fish a lot of times for the amount of bites you get, you know, you're setting the boat up a lot. We got a lot of practice. So it's like, okay, you're going to watch me for a little while. This is how you do it. This is how it goes. This is what you're looking for. This is how you want to set it up. And, you know, we got five guys, including myself, that are well-versed at pushing throttles and getting the boat set up on schools of bluefin tuna. So that's the only way it works. So, you know, we're doing 6, 8, 10-hour shifts, and then you hand it off to the next guy, and you can get a little sleep.
Wow.
So when Sam and I are on the boat, it's awesome, but we don't always have, you know, a trip where we're on the boat together. So,
sure.
You know, we got a few other guys that are good at pushing throttles and then get the boat set up on fish.
Hey, I got a great text here from Steven. He wants to know any recommendations for seasickness because he loves going fishing, but he does get seasick. I mean, you could deal with that often, I think, on sport boats, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the individual. I think some people are good with a little bit of Dramamine. Some people do the scopolamine patch. I think it's the individual myself. A lot of different things work for different people. I think the pressure point wristbands work for some people.
Uh-huh.
I'd have to say kind of feel it out and see what works best for you.
Sure. Certainly from what I've seen is the scopolamine, either the pill or the patch, is the most effective. But you got to see your doctor for something like that.
I would say so,
because everybody is different. Everybody is different.
Exactly.
For sure. Pablo from Chula Vista. Are you still around, Pablo? Yeah, there he is. All right. Thanks for stepping up to the mic, and I appreciate that very much for you being here at Tackle Day.
He's chugging
his way right up here to the mic.
What's up, Pablo?
Good morning, Pablo. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
Yeah. Sorry I haven't been on in a while, but had a weird year. All this wind and everything, trying to find a good day to go fishing.
There you go.
You know, I do half-day stuff. A lot of bass fishing, and I was going to ask Ricky, I bought that new 400 Tranks. And I'm trying to find a really nice rod to throw the lighter for swim baits,
sure.
Wrench, and those Corey cells,
yeah,
and slugs.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was, this year was a good year for that kind of stuff.
Sure. Lots of really good rods that would work on that. What I have my personal one on is an 8-foot Terramar. It's a Terramar 80 medium heavy. You might also think about a heavy. The medium heavy is going to fish a swim bait better. The heavy is going to be nice because in addition to fishing a swim bait, you still have enough rod that you can maybe use it also as like a popper for a bluefin or something along those lines, maybe make it a little more versatile. So
yeah.
Terramar 8-foot rod, and with that, lots of other great options too. There's United Composites here and Phoenix in here, and all those guys make them. And again, that's the beauty of a sale like this where you have a lot of manufacturers' booths. You can go to United Composites, you can go to Phoenix, you can go to all those guys and say, hey, look, this is the reel I have, these are the things I want to, what do you guys offer? And you get to kind of check out everything and then hopefully go inside and score a good deal on it.
Bill, recommendations on fishing big bluefin? Getting the right tackle, right?
Yeah, you got to have the right tackle. You got to have that, especially nighttime knife jig fishing. You got to have that unlimited gear, 2-speed reel, 100-pound minimum.
Minimum 100-pound.
Minimum, yeah.
And a nice rail rod, right? That
I mean,
has
there's
some backbone.
Yeah, exactly. There's times when you're fishing that school size fish, but a lot of times, you know, nighttime fishing, you're having a shot at, you know, hooking a 150 to 200 pounder, and you don't want to be caught, you know, literally with their pants down with a lighter outfit. So
yeah.
we're nighttime, we're just recommended unlimited 100 or 130. I like fishing the kite gear myself.
When it was albacore fishing, you could get it done with whatever thing you had in the garage. Sure, having a nice Trinidad and a killer rod was nicer for it, but you could use a 25-year-old squitter and still catch your albacore with it. But with 200-pound bluefins, like you just it's got to be right. Like
yeah.
It just, you will not get it if it's not the right tackle.
For sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. Bart Hall is here.
Hey, Bart.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
And Jenny's here, too.
Yeah, of course.
Good morning.
Would not be Tackle Day without our visit from Bart. Good morning, Bart.
My third favorite show of the year.
So what have you been doing? You've been busy.
Yeah, I don't know. Something, I don't know.
You got a bunch of shows going on.
Pat McDonald was at Cedros over the weekend, and he sent me a text and said, get dressed. This was at 11 in the morning, because he knows what happens is I get out of bed and the phone starts ringing about 6:30 or 7, and usually I don't get dressed until 10:30 or 11 because it's nonstop one after another.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, unbelievable.
So the shows are coming back. We've talked about it on the show.
They are coming back. Matter of fact, I sent you you haven't looked yet, but I sent you a commercial. And it's there for you.
Okay,
use.
Great.
We're getting going here.
All right, so you're going to start hearing some Bart Hall show commercials.
What I want to do is I want to keep people updated between now and then, even though it's a long way away, and I've never done this before this early, but it's going to be through Let's Talk Hookup that we will announce new things that are coming.
Okay,
so,
and what is coming? Give us an
idea. Well, let's see. So first of all, we're going to have the order has changed because of a lot of different things. Nobody needs to go through all that, but the first Bart Hall show of the year will be February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Now, that'll be the first Hall family show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall family show in California in 3 years, and the first fishing show of the year in Southern California, February 16th to the 19th.
At the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Del Mar Fairgrounds. From what we see from all the exhibitors we're talking to and the marketing research I've done, that's going to be a spectacular event.
Yes, I'm sure.
Kick butt. And then, of course, we move on to what they call them, the granddaddy of all, is Del Mar, Long Beach. That's going to be later in the year, March 29th to April 2nd.
Wow.
And a lot of interesting things are occurring as we go through this. We're also doing a boat show in Pomona. January 20th to 22nd, pure boat show, boats, more boats and accessories. And everybody said, well, why are you doing this? There's the boat pipeline's full. Everybody's selling every boat they can get. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm just going to do it because I'm an idiot. But so it turns out just timing is great. The pipeline is full again.
Yeah.
Sales have started to diminish. We're basically sold out of boat space in all three shows.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
That
never in my life has this happened before.
That's cool.
So, oh, yeah, it's great. So, anyway, going forward.
Yeah.
One day at a time. Good to see a lot of my friends here today.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, well, it's so great to see
I love it here, by the
see
way.
See you coming back.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you staying warm in short sleeves?
Well, you know, I'm just one of the, you know, I'm perfect guy for a fireplace in the middle of the winter. You know, Jenny's always cold and I'm always hot.
Or so. Eastern Sierra guy, man. You know that. Like, that's where you're supposed to be.
I love it. I love it up there.
Oh, speaking of Eastern Sierra, now one of the things about the hall shows in Long Beach and Del Mar, too, is such a great Eastern Sierra exhibit. Is that going to happen again?
They'll be in both shows.
Fantastic.
All of the Eastern Sierras. Well, when you walk in that first place, you always walk in, you see Mammoth Lakes there, you see Bishop next to them, you see Mono next to them, you see Convict after that, you see Kern, and then you see Guy Jeans with all this fly fish and stuff. That's all going to be exactly the same, except we're adding Jill Dore will be there, and I think also Max, the tackle store
from Max
is coming, yeah.
Great.
So, and that, you know, and on the left you got the Mammoth Lake Seminar area, and then next to that we're going to have a big 75th. This will be our 75th anniversary, 75 years of hall shows in Southern California. And Jenny's put together a big slide presentation with pictures, old pictures from the newspapers with cartoons of my dad and my mom. And I tried to put the pictures of everybody who's here, who's been in the show for a long time, that's in there. And that's sponsored by Turner's Outdoorsman, you know, who's supporting us in all of our events and
that's
into the
cool.
future. And so, yeah, it's been really rewarding to go through this, and it's just, you know, a lot of work still to do.
For sure.
Awesome,
you
know,
but you're getting it done. That's cool. Dwayne is here from Santee. There's Dwayne, San Diego Rod and Reel Club.
San Diego Anglers.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
A couple of things here. Number one, I want to talk about the San Diego Anglers Foundation. We are a 501c3, and we take Wounded Warriors fishing on charter boats.
That's cool.
And we raise money, and we have a mega raffle going over at our booth today. It's three-pin rod and reel combos. I think it's about a $1,200 value, and a $10 ticket gets you a chance at those three rod and reel combos there. So come on over.
And all that money goes to taking Wounded Warriors.
That's correct. We start taking them in May, and we end up in October. And as long as we got money in the bank, we charter the boats, and we get about 30 guys out at a time. We do about two charters a month.
That's cool.
We do two charters a month there.
All right.
And the other thing is the fishing club has an annual swap meet. It's like the 25th annual swap meet at Portuguese Hall this Wednesday.
So this Wednesday.
This Wednesday, 5 o'clock. So if you guys
are going to be there, Ricky, you're going to be displaying stuff?
Several guys from the shop. We're all going to buy a couple of tables. And.
So 5 o'clock Portuguese Hall here on Shelter Island here. And I think it's sold out.
It's sold out?
It's sold out.
Okay.
Yeah, sold out.
So come down and get some deals.
There's a lot of deals.
A lot of deals.
I'll be there. There'll be a lot of deals.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Dwayne.
You're welcome.
So San Diego Rod and Reel Club display is just...
Anglers.
San Diego Anglers display is right over in front of the Bill Poole statue, right?
And the San Diego Anglers so graciously run the casting contest.
Right,
so
over by the casting
volunteer just because they're our favorite club and take such good care of us. And so they do all of the measuring, laser range finding, all the casts, the whole Shimano surface iron casting contest.
So they run all that.
Wouldn't happen without San Diego Anglers.
That's really cool. Okay, let's try and sneak in Ray from Santa Ana. You still hanging around, Ray? Hey, Ray, thanks for coming down to Tackle Day here.
Thanks for having me. Not much. Hey, I recently heard that when you cast, your reel should end up on its side with the flat part facing down. And I've heard that it has something to do with the bearings. Have you guys heard that? And
Bill?
If so, what's the explanation?
Your thought on that?
I don't know, man. I'm not an engineer on reels. I don't know. I think that's how I finish, usually off to the side.
Yeah, it's natural for me, too. For I've recently heard there's, like, some benefit to it.
For the way the bearing spins and everything?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be dependent on each reel, to be honest with you.
It's a lot lesser important today than it was years ago. Bill's exactly right. The thought was... On a star drag reel, the spool, there's a shaft that runs through it, and you wanted to rotate it so that it was running right on top of either the bushing, if a reel just had a bushing, or the bearing, because if it was other way, there would be more friction on it. So ideally, you wanted it running right on that bushing or right on that bearing. Least amount of friction means the most amount of line coming off the spool. Today's reels, the tolerances are so tight, and spool tension is so much better that thing runs perfectly on bearings just about any direction you put it. I mean, good form still has you rotate it when you make your cast, but nowhere near as important as when you were casting a 332 back in the day when you were using your Newell.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Pete, could you find somebody who knows more about something
like that? How important this year fishing bluefin was casting?
Not much.
Not much.
I mean,
it's true, though.
It's true.
You got to pull the reel out of gear. Like, you got to do that part.
There's days when it's daytime and you had to finesse them. But a lot of times, you know, daytime, especially for those bigger ones, you're fishing a sinker rig and you're dropping your bait down a couple hundred feet. Or you're fishing a lighter knife jig daytime. But, I mean, when it's daytime and there's, you know, it's a plunker bite type setup and you got to finesse a bait to get a bite. It's all about that. But a lot of times we're a sinker rig fishing or we're knife jigging daytime.
So on the sinker rig, what was the more effective rig? The drop shot style rig or just a standard sinker rig with a leader?
We've been steering more towards that drop shot setup.
Yeah.
Because it's less likely for your bait to get tangled up on
tangled,
the sinker.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Good tip.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out. We are giving away all kinds of stuff. Two overnight trips out of Fisherman's Landing, a $300 gift card for Costa Del Mar, a handmade Anza fillet knife, more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here again live at Tackle Day. What a day today is going to be.
What a day.
They're getting ready to cut that ribbon, and those Mad Max are going to be flying.
Oh, man, this is going to be interesting. Be sane and safe over there.
Screw it, man. Just go for it, man. Throw some elbows. Do something. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
No, you don't want to go there. We want to thank Christian, man on the board, back east there, and the phones and everything like that. We want to thank Bill, our chief engineer here at our remote site.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate that. Thanks to Captain Bill Cavanaugh, Intrepid. If somebody wants to fish on Intrepid, how do we find you?
Intrepid.net. You can check us out on Facebook. I wanted to mention that we are departing on our first long trip of the year tomorrow morning. We're leaving on a 15-day trip.
Ooh.
And the setup right now pretty much has us going straight down to Hurricane Bank, so we're pretty excited to get
down
there.
I think the Intrepid does have an open spot like 6 years from now, too. So you might, if you hurry up, you can get that next spot available in 2027.
Yeah, we were all full for quite a long time, but we got the last-minute cancellation things happening.
It is what it is.
People have family obligations, but we do have a few openings. If anybody wants to take a look at our our bookings, you can get on our website at intrepid.net.
Katie's Man in the Fort and Douglas here. And your seminar starts at 9:15, right?
9:15, briefing right. Seminar. Katie's in our office. Thanks for having me.
Thanks Bart. Great to see you.
Yeah, Bart.
Very excited the shows again. The website for the shows?
This will be hallshows.com.
Hallshows.com.
Or on Facebook and Instagram, it's Bart Hall Show, at Bart Hall Shows.
At Bart Hall Shows. Okay, great, Bart. And Ricky, again, Tackle Day here.
Come down, man. Hang out. Tons of great deals. Tons of free stuff. Casting contest. Eiserline knot tying contest. Giving away reels. Lots of fun. Come down to Fisherman's Landing. You know where to find us. Lots of parking in the Westies lot across the street. The outside deals go from basically right now until 3 o'clock. Everything inside the shop is available while our doors are open.
All right, great. Thanks to Tommy P. and Gary White for manning there. We sure appreciate their help. And thanks to everybody here,
thanks,
for coming down, all the people that stepped up to the mic and enjoyed what's going on here. And this is going to be quite the sale here. I think the ribbon, they're getting ready for sure. So come on down. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. It's going to be going on all day today, but get down here early to take advantage of those spectacular deals. And tomorrow morning, we'll be back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will be here along with Corey Stannon. Ricky's going to take a little time off. He's got a busy day today. But Corey will be there with me tomorrow morning. Ron Lane, 7 to 9 a.m. Going to be a great show. We'll be talking fishing. We'll be talking all kinds of different stuff tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup. And definitely going to look forward to seeing you down here at Tackle Day again. Come on down. Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Beautiful day. It's going on all day today. Take advantage of these spectacular deals while the fish are still biting. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup.